As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
Yeah, buddy, the sun is rising over Missouri, folks, and it's time once again for a show me showdown. We got breakfast on the table all across America. Coffee brewing on the stove, and there's a revolution in the air. Be a part of it, won't you? And welcome to our Friday. Yes, it's Friday, January the 28th, 2011, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local, coming at you live Monday through Friday right here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. My name is William Roberts. Always good news. Lots of that today. Hard facts, workable solutions when we can find them and where we can find them. But if you can't remember the last time you experienced the pursuit of happiness, you're definitely not alone, but you are in the right place at the right time to become vocal local. This is the home of philosophical radicalism, where freedom is popular and remains the best hope for America. Interactive Talk Radio is the name of the game to be part of today's broadcast. You can log on and bookmark becomevocallocal.com to engage in our chat room discussion, or you can pick up the phone and call throughout the broadcast for those with unlimited long-distance access. Or in the Austin, Texas area, you may call in area code 512-904-8014 to join me live on air and from around America and around the world. You can call in toll-free at 866-841-1065. Your calls are certainly welcome. And if you do call in, be patient. Hang on. Stay there in that window, and I'll see you eventually. I'll come to you. Anyway, not trying to diss you out there, but I have a couple of times this week let people sit in there just a little too long, and they hung up. So I'll try not to do that today. Anyway, you can also send your ideas for guests, show topics, and news to me via email. I get so wrapped up in the things we're talking about that I sometimes don't look over. Anyway, you can send me your ideas for guests, show topics, and email. Via email at bvlhost@centurytel.net. I'm just in a happy mood. The sun is just pouring in my skylights right over the studio. Things are looking nice and sunny outside. And for those without internet access listening by any of our affiliate stations and micro-broadcasters, you too can be a part of it. Simply send your letters to me at William Roberts Post Office, Box 96, out of Exeter, Missouri, 65647. Again, that's P.O. Box 96, Exeter, Missouri, 65647. Big shout-out this morning to Liberty Radio out of Owensville, Missouri, Micro 1650 AM, Buffalo, New York, 94.3 Elgin, Texas, 1610 AM, Lompoc, California, and AM 1710. Liberty Radio out of Minneapolis and Jordan, Minnesota. Thank you, gentlemen, for broadcasting. Become vocal local to your local listening audiences. Our calling number remains for the duration, 866-841-1065. All of our contact information can be found on our website, becomevocallocal.com, and all of our archives and other information about the rest of the interesting broadcasts on Oracle Broadcasting can be found at the homepage, oraclebroadcasting.com. Do log on and bookmark that site as well. Precious metals open lower as funds search for the new norms. ETF selling off more. Yeah, we'll talk about that. World Economic Forum 2011 underway in Davos. Soros painting grim pictures. We'll discuss that maybe briefly. The new economic world order floundering interstate commerce. Yeah, it's still in the discussion table. And, of course, we'll take your calls and much more. Let's go into our market report for this morning, however. Active trading out of New York City as of 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Daylight Time. Found gold this morning trading off $2.10 at $1,312.80. Now just, you know, 12 bucks above 1,300. Getting down there, coming close to that 1,200 mark again. Silver off 12 cents at 26.80. Just can't seem to stay above 27 this week. Platinum up 2 bucks at 17.87. It's dropped considerably from the 18 and plus where it was earlier in the week. And palladium up 2 bucks still yet, hanging on above 800 at $806 a troy ounce. The lows and the highs in the gold spot market this morning, rather dim picture here, but about a $12 spread, 1307.90 for a low, and 1319.20 for a high. Again, about a 12 buck spread there, but at 1312.80, take heart, your gold is still up $225.40 year to year for a 20.73% return on your investment. We'll be right back.
U.S. citizen is predicting that in 2011, we will witness the most important day in America in more than 50 years. He says it will change everything about our lives. The way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your family. You see, he predicted the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner, General Growth Properties, a few years ago. In fact, Verona's called his work a dire prophecy. And it's a real eye-opener. I can't stress this enough. You should at least watch this free video online today. He explains everything you need to know, including simple steps you can take to protect yourself. You can find the video at www.endofamerica10.com. Although this video may be offensive to some audiences, it's worth checking out. Again, that's www.endofamerica10.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping. An $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At HempUSA.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At HempUSA.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from HempUSA.org.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And we have returned once again right here on our Friday, January the 28th, 2011, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local, coming at you live Monday through Friday on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. Just getting started with our first hour of today's two-hour broadcast. Again, back to our market report as of 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Daylight Time. And yes, the markets are changing continuously and will be throughout the day. So you can go up on the kitco.com website and watch it there, but you'll notice that most of the reports and the charts that they have, they're all lagging about 30 minutes behind. They do have a currency converter at the bottom of their website there that's a real-time converter. And so it'll give you an idea of tracking the spot all the time. You can also go over to www.spdrgoldshares.com. And on their website, they update every couple of minutes. And so you want to keep your eye on it moment by moment. Certainly, that's available to you. And additionally, remember also that if you think you're in the market for gold or silver, whether to buy or sell platinum, palladium, rhodium, and so on and so forth, what you really want to do is contact your broker or your dealer. Okay, because if you want to get the real skinny, you want to find and get some your dealer to lock you in a price. So all the rest of it is just we use it here on this broadcast as indicators, keeping our finger on the pulse of the marketplace globally. Back into the discussion. Again, gold was off $2.10 at $13.1280. Silver down 12 cents at $26.80. Platinum up $2 at $17.87. And palladium up $2 at $806. The lows and the highs in the market. Again, we're getting very close now to the $1,200 mark or $1,300 mark in gold. Will it go below that? Some people say that it will. Some people say that it won't. I just leave it up to you. I'm not doing forecasting here. not in that business, and not in any business at all. As a matter of fact, this is non-commercial free speech. The low in the marketplace this morning early, $1,307.90. The high at $1,319.20. But again, at $1,312.80, your gold is up year to year, $225.40 an ounce. Those are troy ounces. Your return on your investment at those bullion prices would be 20.73%. The London Gold Fix this morning, that's the London Bullion Market Association, the LBMA.org. If you want to look at it up in your, on the website, go there and visit with them. Find out more about who are these price fixers and how long have they been around and who are all the members. You can find it out. It's the London Bullion Market Association. They fix the price this morning. They fix it twice a day. The AM fix is at $1,316. You can see we're trading below that as of 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Daylight Time an hour ago. The Dow Jones Industrial Average, let's do this one. The SPDR gold shares this morning shows on my records that they dumped another 3.03 metric tons. That's a couple of ounces, folks. They dumped another 3.03 metric tons overnight, probably contributing to this continuing decline as a lot of the hedge funds and other investors are selling out of their gold positions. Of course, if they were listening carefully to Davos, as we do, they would know that George Soros is saying, you might want to think that one over again. Anyway, they'll be back. Just give them a few days. They're positioning. They're jockeying around, trying to find out where to put their money. And, boy, I'll tell you what, they're going to have a hard time finding any place secure to put it. But, anyway, overnight, dropping 3.03 metric tons, the SPDR gold shares, the GLD, this morning, they claim to hold 1,226.55 metric tons in their electronic treasure chest. That's plenty of ammunition to make wild swings in the market. For 2 years, I've been cautioning you. But look at, keep your eyes peeled on this a spider. That's their symbol, a spider. I didn't pick it, they did. A spider on the corner of the web. You know what happens if you, fail to keep your eyes on that spider? You get tangled up in their web. They can suck the lifeblood right out of your savings account. Anyway, it's valued this morning at these spot prices at $52.6 billion. It's running around $127 a pop if you want to buy into the GLD, and that would give you a paper interest in a 1/10 ounce gold interest. That's the best, I guess, I could say it. A paper interest in 1/10 of an ounce of gold for $127. All right. So there is a way to get in and out and invest around other than purchasing physical. But again, if you have personal, private, physical gold and silver coin in your possession, all right, care whether you stick it in a vault or stick it in a gun safe or bury it in the ground or whatever, nobody else is involved in your investment except you, okay? There are no third parties. There's no counterparty risk. You don't have to watch on a day-by-day basis as the prices go up and down because you're not in danger of losing your asset. It's right there. And so you just kind of wait. Go with them, as many people will advise you, far smarter than I. You buy long and you stay long because we ain't seen the bottom of this one yet. All right, the Dow Jones Industrial Average yesterday closed up 4, having great moves in the Dow at 11,990. The NASDAQ closed up 16 at 2755. The S&P 500 closed up 3 at 1300. Crude oil this morning up 51 cents for $86.15 a barrel. For light sweet crude, we're about 14 bucks shy of the $100 peg that everybody's anticipating and looking for, all right? I'm not, but they are. Everybody's saying we're going to see $100 oil soon. So be prepared for that. Make adjustments as necessary to your budget. Allow for a little extra transportation money before you go out and load up something on your credit card or buy something else that you might want to, you think you need, something that you want but don't need. Keep in mind that the gasoline prices coming into the summer may very well go up, and so be aware of that. And heating oil and natural gas and all of that as well. The U.S. dollar index this morning off 1 basis point, hardly a move at all, at 77.70. If you want to find out all about the U.S. dollar index, you can go to theice.com, the Intercontinental Exchange Inc.'s trading website, theice.com. And read more about it. It's a trade-weighted basket of currencies. There are 6 currencies in the basket, all right? And they put a lot of value on that. They put a lot of stake in that. course, here in the North American Security and Prosperity Partnership Agreement, we look every morning at the Canadian loonie, which this morning is off 17 basis points, still yet at parity with the U.S. dollar, one buck even. The Mexican peso up 6 basis points, okay? 0.06 equals 6 basis points, right? 6 hundredths, basically, is a basis point. But it is up at 8, it's up a little bit, but it's at 8 cents a pop, 8 cents a piece. The multiplier is 12.0302 pesos per dollar, right? So if you want to buy pesos in foreign exchange, if you're going to go to on a trip, you're going to go to Guadalajara, or you're going to go to Cancun, you would be exchanging your U.S. dollars. For each dollar, you would receive 12.0302 pesos, and they'd have a street value of about 8 cents a pop. The euro, of course, you're going to have to buy, they buy them in different denominations. You're not going to buy a peso piece, I don't think. If they do have one, it'll be pretty small. The euro, I don't know, it could be big. It could be big as a silver dollar, you know. It's all just money. The euro this morning, up off 33 basis points at $1.37. So your U.S. dollar doesn't go as far in Europe as it has in the past, which means that your decision to go and take a vacation in Davos, Switzerland, to do some skiing might be put off because your dollar's not going to go as far, right? You're going to have to lay across the counter $1.30 for each and every euro you acquire. British pound up 6 at $1.59 and a Swiss franc up 13 at $1.06. Be right back.
Wish that you could listen to Oracle Broadcasting away from your computer? Now you can with Oracle Broadcasting's new Listen by Phone feature. This free service turns any phone into an Oracle Broadcasting receiver. Simply call 704-772-7627. At the prompt, press the Oracle station code 10007. That's 704-772-7627, then 10007. Normal long distance and cell phone rates apply. Stay connected with OracleBroadcasting.com.
Imagine no longer being tied down to your computer, but having the freedom to take live talk radio with you anywhere you go. TalkStream Live introduces our first ever iPhone application. The talk shows you follow now follow you, and your iPhone is now the fastest and easiest way to stay connected to the best talk radio on the internet. Let TalkStream Live transform the way you listen to radio. Listen to live talk shows 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Mobile talk radio from TalkStream Live, now available in the iTunes App Store.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the Socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
TeamSpeak.cc is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where up to thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzing noises, as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to TeamSpeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, that website is TeamSpeak.cc, your total voiceover IP solutions provider. TeamSpeak.cc.
Live Free or Die Radio with Lee Rogers, the most dangerous talk show in America.
Weekdays at 9 p.m. Central on Oracle Broadcasting.
And so back and closing out our market report for this morning, enjoying the chat room. Folks, you can jump in the chat room if you like it, becomevocallocal.com. I'm in and out of the chat room all the time through the broadcast, trying to keep an eye on everything as we go through the process. But the bond market this morning, the yield on the 2-year bond at indebtedness at 0.59, the 10-year at 3.43, the 30-year at 4.62, your 15-year fixed rate mortgages moving down from 4.32% a month ago to this morning at 4.11. And moving down in the 30 years from 4.99%, that 5% interest rate we were talking about last week, down to 4.84 this morning, doing everything they can do to repent or bring people back inside the mortgage market. The prime rate this morning is at 3.25%, and your gold-to-silver ratio, 48.98 ounces of silver, gets you 1 ounce of gold. In the EconoDay website this morning, we're looking at yesterday, where we had a couple of things that we didn't get to, which we will today. And today we've got the gross domestic product and the employment cost index out, so let's just go right into that and look at the pending home sales index. Yesterday, pending home sales rose about 2% in December to 93.7, pointing ahead to continuing momentum for existing home sales. So when they say that the pending home sales rose by 2%, these are mortgage applications and purchase and sale agreements that are already in the process. They're in the possession of the real estate broker. They may be already scheduled or destined to go to a closing office, closing agency for that. Maybe they've got their title insurance investigators running a chain of title on those properties. But, of course, you know, with the mortgage foreclosure fraud going on, there's going to be a lot of broken chains of title, and I hope you will certainly pay very close attention to any of the documentation if you happen to be in one of those closing rooms where they run you over the coals to get you to sign up for these crazy mortgages. December's gain is the fifth in 6 months and reflects what the National Association of Realtors calls good affordability and economic improvement. So people are buying properties. But I was at a meeting the other day on the other side of the counties here, and was talking with a fellow that was really excited about his successes in the real estate market. And I inquired and talked a little bit about it, having been a realtor myself. And he's out there buying up foreclosed properties. And I asked him if he understood the chain of title and had taken a look at that, you know, at all. Or was he interested, or did it bother him? And now he's just buying as many foreclosed properties to get his hands on. Well, that could bite him in the bottom, you know, so beware if you're out there messing around, you know, trying to take advantage of the suffering of other people. This might come back and bite you in the butt because, you know, ultimately you'll have to sell those properties to somebody. And if you can't deliver a clear title, you might have a great deal of difficulty doing that. So then again, the gross domestic product highlights off the EconoDay website. The economy regained momentum in the final quarter of 2010. And in most of the right places. Oh, they're painting happy faces on everything here. Lipstick on the pig. Fourth quarter GDP accelerated to a moderately healthy 3.2% annualized gain, following a 2% increase the prior quarter. So maybe, you know, Timmy Geithner's right. Wow. We're all out of the woods here. Everything's looking good. Employment cost index. Wage inflation is no threat to accommodation by the Federal Reserve, which closely watches the employment cost index. Well, what does that mean, wage inflation? That means you ain't getting a raise, honey. Don't look for anything extra in your pay envelope. The ECI rose a very mild and lower than expected 0.4%. All right, you do the math. You make $25,000 a year, you get a wage inflation of 0.4%. How much more does that translate in your weekly pay stub? Not much. Compared with fourth quarter of 2009, the ECI rose 2% for the second lowest year on year fourth quarter reading ever. The second lowest year on year fourth quarter reading ever. Wages are going down. They're going to go down. The lowest reading ever was a plus 1.4% in the fourth quarter of 2009. So in the last 2 years, we've had the two worst fourth quarters ever. Details show a 0.4% increase across the board for both wages and salaries and for benefits in both the civilian worker and the private industry breakdowns. It was not the least, a big pay raise year for the American worker whose wages and salaries rose only 1.6%. This is the second lowest reading ever behind fourth quarter 2009 plus 1.5%, blah, blah, blah. Workers didn't get a bigger boost of the 2.9% on the benefit side. Long story shortened, it just means that inflation is walking away from your wages, and all of that means things are not looking too good. Let's go over here and go into the news basket. Appropriations Committee losing the allure in the U.S. Congress targeting spending. All right. So it used to be everyone wanted to get on the Appropriations Committee because then they could fill their pockets full of pork, get their noses down in the trough, you know, like a bunch of little piggies, and bring home the bacon to their constituents, right? Well, this article paints a slightly different picture. Brian Fehler, writing for Bloomberg, Michelle Bachmann, a Tea Party favorite and critic of government spending, took a pass. Utah Republican Jason Chaffetz opted out. California Republican John Campbell said, no thanks. What's all this about? The House Appropriations Committee, once a post that guaranteed control over billions of taxpayer dollars, isn't such a lure in a new era of austerity. So they know that the pickings are going to be slim and that they know that earmarks and those sorts of things are going to be viewed very dimly by voters on the 2011 or 2012 re-election cycle. And people are trying to stay out of this Appropriations Committee. They don't want to sit on this committee. And that's some of a heads up stuff. Pretty interesting. Although Republicans campaigned on promises to slash spending, this would be a place where some of those that campaigned to slash spending, this is where they could actually slash spending. They didn't want to go there. Few, the authors continue, lined up to get on the panel charged with deciding what to cut. Go figure, huh? Jack Kingston of Georgia. Now, Jack Kingston of Georgia, he's the guy that we want to pay attention to because he was our thing. Believe, if my memory serves me right, he's our friend on the Senate Bill 510 issue. A 16-year veteran of the Appropriations Committee said some of his party colleagues would rather complain about spending than make the tough decisions about reducing it. So he's sitting here, I believe, still on this House Appropriations Committee. He's one of the people that can actually help to defund and defang the Food Safety Bill, Food Safety Modernization Act, anyway. And he's saying that some of his colleagues would rather complain about spending than making the tough decision about reducing it. Continuing, these lawmakers, quote, have enjoyed bashing appropriators and spending and really didn't want to transition over to it, Kingston said in an interview. Quote, I feel like you can affect the spending policy best from the committee, that appropriates. And I think he's right, you know. You sit there and you're basically on the committee that holds the purse strings. Why wouldn't you desire that if you really did want to reduce spending and trim the budget? House Republicans aim to cut roughly $60 billion from the current fiscal year's budget. Now, you know, $60 billion isn't chump change, but in the overall scheme of things, it's not much. They could do far better by bringing our troops home from Afghanistan and Iraq and closing down the 170 military bases in the 130 countries around the world and bringing back imperialist America to America. That would require big cuts in the part of the budget that funds medical research, police, libraries, parks, environmental programs, and scores of other initiatives. So we cut the things that, you know, make life a little bit more enjoyable, and at the same time, we allow the runaway, you know, Israeli slavery to continue, all right? And we're the slaves to them, the endless wars for Israel. Republican leaders had additional slots to fill on the Appropriations Committee and other panels after taking over the House majority from Democrats in the November 2nd election. Well, we'll find out a little bit more about that and then move through the news basket right after this.
This is the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
Visit us online at oraclebroadcasting.com.
Heirloom Organics non-hybrid seeds are the long-term survival food solution. Heirloom Organics is the largest provider of 100% non-hybrid seeds prepared for long-term storage. Starting at just $99, the complete survival seed vault contains a one-year food garden for two people. The family, homestead, and farm packs provide for up to 12 people. Go to GetSeedsNow.com. Learn how you can protect your family and community by providing everlasting food supply from your own non-hybrid seeds at GetSeedsNow.com. Or call 877-980-SEED. Remember, GetSeedsNow.com. Or call 877-980-SEED. Remember, GetSeedsNow.com. To see our extensive line of specialty seed packs, which include kitchen herbs, medicinal herbs, herbal tea, fruit, tomato, chili peppers, and many others, go to GetSeedsNow.com. Or call 877-980-SEED. Remember, GetSeedsNow.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Hey, this is Jack Blood, host of Deadline Live. For years now, I have been cheating the multinational pharma cartels and have avoided extensive doctor bills by taking Enerfood products every day. These are the products that the powers that be do not want you to know about, and with Codex Alimentarius legislation, are actively trying to ban. Why? Because if you take Enerfood coconut milk powder and switch to all organic NutriCafe coffee and Coco Mojo, you won't need them. Go to ENERFOOD.com today to learn more about how a daily inexpensive intake of nature's superfood will increase your immune system by flushing out toxins, and how this will increase your energy, stamina, and focus. You know, you can't take on the New World Order from your couch. ENERFOOD.com or give them a call today. 866-762-9238. 866-762-9238. Tell them Jack Blood sent you.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And so, again, we're looking at this article, you know, that's having, they're having a really hard time. Republicans are having a really hard time fleshing out this Appropriations Committee, the House Appropriations Committee. And really, you know, that's a pretty big, important thing. I mean, you can say that you want smaller government, you know, you want to cut back spending, rein in spending and things like that. But if you're not willing to sit on the committee that actually has the purse strings, is it just hyperbole or what? Anyway, Republican leaders had additional slots to fill on the Appropriations Committee and other panels after taking over the House majority from the Democrats in the November 2nd elections. Bachman, that'd be Michelle Bachman, one of the most outspoken critics of the usurper's administration spending, took intelligence. Chavez picks the oversight and government reform, and Campbell opted for financial services. So you get your committee assignments as part of the process as a returning or as a new freshman, as they call it, you know, legislator, a lawmaker. You know, committee assignments are really important. So people scrabble and clamber, you know, they climb all over themselves to get these committee assignments. And apparently the House Appropriations Committee is going begging. We sent a sheet around. People gave us their preferences, and there weren't that many members that chose to serve on the Appropriations Committee, said House Speaker John Boehner, an Ohio Republican. Quote, there wasn't as much interest, so it opened up more spots for freshmen. Well, it could be that some of those freshmen maybe will even have Maybe we'll even have our man over there, Billy Long, sit on that committee. That would be nice if he did choose that. Anyway, Republicans placed 9 new colleagues on the panel, including 3 freshmen. They didn't mention the freshmen, while reducing its membership by almost 20%. Smaller committee. That might be more effective committee. The committee now has 29 Republicans and 21 Democrats, down from last year's 37 Democrats and 23 Republicans. Lawmakers used to wait years for a chance to serve on the panel, where members such as the late Pennsylvania Democrat John Murtha became legendary for steering cash to their districts. The Prince of Pork. I just love finding out about your government. The Prince of Pork. Current committee chairman Harold Rogers has been following a similar path. He was dubbed the Prince of Pork by the Lexington Herald in his home state of Kentucky. The newspaper said the Republican had funneled more than $2 billion to his district over his career. The Prince of Pork. Sweet! That used to be the way you could stay here forever and worship the great God of re-election. You want to know which God they serve here? The great God of re-election, said Alan Simpson, a former Republican senator from Wyoming and co-chairman of the Obama administration's debt-cutting commission. We're going to talk about other commissions in a moment. House Republicans have sworn off approving spending for lawmakers' pet projects known as earmarks in a bid to show Tea Party activists who helped them win the chamber that they are serious about reducing spending. All right? So they opened up the session reading the Constitution, and now they're all shying away from the Appropriations Committee. Well, maybe there is a little bit of a sea change going on after all. Kingston, who recruited colleagues to join the panel, said many were worried that they would be voting for unpopular cuts only to see them die in the Democratic-controlled Senate. Concerns, he said, were legitimate. In other words, you know, choices do have consequences, and if you're willing to compromise your principles for relationship, it might cost you a re-election. And if you worship the re-election God, you know, the God of re-election, well, that might be a real bummer. It could also be a real bummer in a town hall meeting if you had to justify why you were cutting somebody's favorite project out, you know, or financing a project that everyone else loathed, despised, and hated. I don't see the Senate going along with a lot of tough decisions that we make, Kingston said, but once you've got that vote on your record, you can't get rid of it. And isn't that right? You always go back and check on people's votes, you know. So it's an important consideration. Still, Kingston says a member of a group of self-described fiscal conservatives known as the Republican Study Committee, the RSC, of course, George Soros revealed that he was found creating this new foundation and study tank, that, or think tank, that's going to work with the London School of Economics. Probably won't have time to talk about that too much later in the broadcast, but that's happening as well. But again, Kingston is a member of a self-described group of fiscal conservatives known as the Republican Study Committee, the RSC. He says, I would have loved to have had a rush of the RSC members saying, hell yeah, let's have an appropriations coup. We didn't get the coup. It's tough, isn't it? The group, made up of 165 of the House's 242 Republicans last week, urged even deeper reductions than their party leaders. But for some reason, they didn't go to the committee and fill it out and have an appropriations coup where they could have done something. Go figure on that, huh? Calling for more than $2 trillion in savings over the next decade, some of those who passed on a spot on the appropriations said they didn't want to give up their assignments on other committees, as is usually required for members of the panel. All right? Chavetz, an RSC member aligned with the Tea Party, said, I just love what I'm doing on oversight, even if not many people put it as their number one choice. He said he'll offer amendments to spending bills on the House floor. That's the way I can go out and attack appropriations. Rather than sitting on an aisle seat on the Appropriations Committee, I can get the best of both worlds. Anyway, there's more to that story, and you can find it up on Bloomberg. Senate leaders agree to speed chamber procedures on debates and confirmations, all right? So it's going to continue. They're rewriting the rules. Don't you love it when the rules change midstream, or as this term, midterm? Laura Litvan, writing for Bloomberg, New news. Leaders of the U.S. Senate have agreed to speed the chamber's pace of work by abolishing some of the delaying tactics and removing about 400 federal jobs from those requiring a confirmation vote. Now, is that a good thing or is that not a good thing? If the Senate doesn't have to confirm some of these jobs, then it's just an open door to patronage. It's the revolving door of government, you know. I think it would work much better if they would continue to require a confirmation vote so that at least other people could have a say on whether or not someone was actually qualified to serve in the various capacities. Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid, a Nevada Democrat, said Minority Leader Mitch McConnell, a Kentucky Republican, also said that they've reached an informal agreement to curtail the use of the filibuster. All right, and the filibuster, that's it's the threat of an endless debate to block the Senate from bringing measures to the floor. You know, filibusters where they get up and they read the telephone book, like the New York telephone book, for instance, from one end to the other, just to shut things down. The agreement doesn't limit the use of the filibuster to stymie a final vote on legislation or a confirmation. So they're changing the rule book, and everybody's going to, you know, accommodate them. And I suppose because the Democrats have a majority in the Senate, they could change the rules. The Senate should function as the founders intended it to function, and the country needs it to function, not simply as slowly as the rules will allow it to function. So limiting the use of the filibuster might be a good thing. That way they don't have all the grandstanding. But if there's really something that the minority is opposed to, the filibuster has traditionally been an excellent tool. Their agreement averted a partisan showdown over proposals by some Democrats to permanently change rules to blunt the use of the filibuster. Such changes are opposed by Republicans who gained 6 seats in the November election and now hold 47 seats in the 100-member chamber. Leaders of both parties defended the filibuster, which can let the minority party block the majority from enacting its agenda. And there's more to that story, and you can find it as well on the Bloomberg website. Obama, the usurper, selects Biden aide Jay Carney, as press secretary to succeed Gibbs. Now, you know, Gibbs is docked out. He's going to go and start working on the campaign for 2012. But Jay Carney's going to come in to take his place as the press secretary. Here's the article, Hans Nichols and Mike Dorning writing for Bloomberg. President Barry the Usurper, that's the better way to say it, Will, yesterday picked Jay Carney, Vice President Joe Biden's spokesman and a former Time magazine journalist. Well, we know we get a lot of true reporting out of Time, don't we? I don't know whether they're joined at the hip with the Catholic Church or just what, but they're awfully close there. As his press secretary, as he wraps up a staff shakeup 2 years into his administration, Carney, 45, will succeed Robert Gibbs, who has worked with Obama for more than 6 years and is stepping down next month to become an outside political advisor to the usurper's 2012 reelection campaign, which is already underway. In a brief note, out of Davos, Switzerland, Geithner, that'd be little Timmy, tiptoeing through the tulips with his basket of currencies, Timmy Geithner, says he's becoming more confident that the acute part of the crisis is over. Timmy Geithner says, experts say, U.S. Treasury Secretary Timmy Geithner said he's becoming more confident that the most acute part of the financial crisis is over. Maybe he ought to sit down and visit with George Soros while he's there. We'll come back and we'll talk about Rahm Emanuel in Illinois. We'll be right back.
When I had a heart attack at 42, I was not sure what the future held. But a year later, the doctors could find nothing wrong with me and took me off all my medication. What did I do? I took a herbal mixture of garlic, cayenne, and a few other herbs mixed in liquid form. I now call this Extendovite. I would have never believed that a few simple herbs could actually change my life like they did. Now it's your turn to see what the powers of garlic and cayenne can do for you. For only $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid, You too can begin on your path to better health. For more information, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
A wealthy U.S. citizen is predicting that in 2011, we will witness the most important day in America in more than 50 years. He says it will change everything about our lives. The way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your family. You see, he predicted the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner, General Growth Properties, a few years ago. In fact, Morona's called his work a dire prophecy. And it's a real eye-opener. I can't stress this enough. You should at least watch this free video online today. He explains everything you need to know, including simple steps you can take to protect yourself. You can find the video at www.8thofamerica10.com. Although this video may be offensive to some audiences, it's worth checking out. Again, that's www.endofamerica10.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping. An $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
This is Jack Blood, your radio gun. You're listening to Oracle Broadcasting Network, the home of tyranny smashing cutting edge talk radio.
And so if you happen to live in the Chicagoland area, I guess this article would be important to you. Of course, if you do happen to live in the Chicagoland area, you can always write in Deanne Burley for mayor of Chicago. She's going to be on the write-in ballot there. Illinois court ruling ends the circus in Chicago as Emanuel stays on the ballot. That's, you know, what we learned out of Gustavus Myers and American history. I know some people don't like to look at history. I had a little go-around with a group of folks last night and didn't want to hear any history, but they were ready to forge their way into the new century. Anyhow, again, Illinois court ruling ends the circus. They call it a circus. Now, we can go back. We talked about the Hasbara text, you know. I didn't get a chance to read all of it. Got introduced it, at least, on air. But there's like 121 pages. I think I've read about 40 of them so far. But it's kind of a working manual. It's a way that you can use the news basket to, paint bad, you know, lousy pictures of your opponents. And especially anybody that opposes, you know, let's say our lesser brethren. That's as polite as I can get on that one. The race to replace Richard M. Daley as the mayor of Chicago returned to a focus on issues and money after the Illinois Supreme Court unanimously ruled that Rahm Emanuel can remain on the February the 22nd ballot. Okay, so this is overturning a lower court's ruling that said, no way, Jose. Be gone. Emanuel, Barry the Usurper's former chief of staff, you know, isn't it funny, Daley's move from Chicagoland to the White House and from the White House to the Chicagoland. Emanuel, President Barry the Usurper's former chief of staff, satisfies candidate residency requirements, the court ruled yesterday, 4 days before early voting begins in the third largest U.S. city. Now, of course, they're either going to have a lot of expense or confusion in the ballot, opening the door for election fraud, all right? Because if you recall, just the other day, they were already printing ballots without Emmanuel's name on it, and now they may have to throw all those away or throw them into circulation or do something. They'll turn up in some of the precincts, probably. Emmanuel's residency drama has made this election into a circus instead of a serious debate about the future of the Chicago mob, said Gary Chico, 54, a former Daily chief of staff and one of Emmanuel's rivals, if you could believe that. Quote, with less than 30 days to go until Election Day, there's no time to waste. Game on. Game on. The Supreme Court reversed a January the 24th appeals court ruling that would have excluded Emmanuel, a former Chicago congressman who had a 23 percentage point lead in the latest poll. Quote, this is a situation in which not only did the candidate testify that his intent was not to abandon his Chicago residence, but his acts fully support and confirm that intent, the high court said. His acts, okay? That's right. You can leave a stained dress and a box of books in your house, and it becomes your resident ad infinitum, I guess. The four top candidates, including former U.S. Senator Carol Moseley Brown, or Braun, and City Clerk Miguel Duval, participated in a televised debate 2 hours after the Supreme Court released its opinion. Quote, I'm talking about the issues that affect real Chicagoans. And the ruling today doesn't affect that one way or another, Braun said during the debate. Getting down, getting serious there, Carol. Carol Moseley Brown. Braun, who has admitted being late in paying her property taxes. What is that, some kind of a crime or something? Only real penalty of being late in paying your property taxes, you have to pay more. They have a property tax schedule that comes along with the property tax extortion every year here, and if you choose to wait and wait and wait, it just costs you more and more and more, but it shouldn't really be part of a discussion, but it is, all right? Braun, who admitted to being late in paying her property taxes, turned that criticism on Emmanuel. He acknowledged that he was 2 months late in paying property taxes on his Northside home during his first year as the usurper's top aide. Who cares? You pay your taxes when it's convenient, if you pay them at all. Succeeding Daly, Emmanuel and his rivals are bidding to succeed Daly, a six-term incumbent who announced in September he's retiring. He leaves the city with $6.15 billion budget and a $654 million deficit that was closed in November by spending most of the $1.15 billion it got from leasing the city's 36,000 parking meters. What a racket. What a racket, indeed. Leasing the parking meters. Standard & Poor's on November the 5th downgraded Chicago's credit rating to an A+, the fifth highest investment grade, partly reflecting concern over the city's heavy reliance on non-recurring revenues to bridge its 2011 budget gap. Well, everybody's having financial trouble. But Emmanuel stepped down from his White House post in October to return to the city he served as a U.S. representative from 2003 to 2009. You can't take that away from him. I mean, it pretty well puts him on the map. All right. That one would be hard to defeat in anybody's mind. The usurper replaced him with William Daly, a brother of the Chicago mayor. I tell you what an inbred fest this is. Quote, ultimately, this decision of who should be the next mayor is for the voters to decide, Emmanuel said. You know, the greatest good of the greatest number in democracy, with the electronic voting devices, said during a campaign stop shortly after the ruling was announced. No one will make it for them. Oh, really? Wait until they get out of the voting booth. He was in a car on the way to a campaign stop at a downtown Chicago elevated train station when he heard the news. I immediately called my wife, he said. I also called my parents, and I took a call from the President of the United States. Good God. Emmanuel joked that he had banned the word resident from the family Scrabble games. He don't want nobody to remember that word resident. That's just like Barry the Usurper. He don't want nobody to remember that nasty term birth certificate. Langdon Neal, chairman of the Chicago Board of Election Commissioners, said that more than half of the 2 million ballots needed for the election have been printed with the Emanuel's name on them. It's good to have certainty in the citywide contest, Neal said in a statement. Certainty, right? A lawsuit filed by an attorney and a 30-year veteran of the city's police force challenged Emanuel's candidacy, arguing that he hadn't met a requirement that he reside in the city for 1 year before the election. He's all turning around this word, reside. We're going to get to it in a moment, right out of Black's Law Dictionary. Policeman's lawsuit. Burton Odelson, the lawyer who filed the lawsuit on behalf of attorney Walter Maxim, M-A-K-S-Y-M, you figure it out, and retired police officer Thomas McMahon, or Thomas McMahon, who was Johnny Carson's program, couldn't be reached for comment. Quote, we respect the Supreme Court decision, said Matthew Welsh, another attorney at the Odelson and Sturck law firm in the Chicago suburb of Evergreen Park. The Supreme Court has spoken. Y'all know how that works, right? You're not going to know what's in it, Nancy Pelosi said, until we pass it. As we say here, and as we've discovered in our study of the history of law, you ain't going to know what it says until after it passes through the lens of the courts, baby. And this time, the Supreme Court has spoken, quote unquote, and the case is over, Welsh said. Quote, this was purely a state law issue. There's no reason to take this into federal court. The lower appellate court decision had upended the race to lead the city by disqualifying Emanuel, backed by the usurper and another former boss, President Bill Clinton. Emanuel was approaching the majority of support he would need to avoid an April the 5th runoff against next month's first round. He had the support of 44% of those surveyed, according to a WGN-TV Chicago Tribune poll released January the 20th. So obviously popular in the area. I guess people want to vote him in. Behind in the polls, Braun, who had 21% support, and Chico with 16%, and Deval at 7%, and 9% undecided. You had them all up. Rahm Emanuel's pretty much the leader. He's likely to be the mayor. Count on it. Emanuel raised $10.6 million for his campaign. Chico brought in $2.8. If no candidate gets more than 50% of the vote in the next month's first round, the top two candidates compete in the April runoff. What it means to be a resident for election purposes was clearly established long ago. Okay, the state Supreme Court ruling yesterday rebuked the lower court's majority opinion. Figure that out right after this word from our sponsors. We'll be back for hour number two. Stay tuned. Your calls are welcome. 866-841-1065.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At hempusa.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At hempusa.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
Ever wish that you could listen to Oracle Broadcasting away from your computer? Now you can with Oracle Broadcasting's new Listen by Phone feature. This free service turns any phone into an Oracle Broadcasting receiver. Simply call 704-772-7627. At the prompt, press the Oracle station code 10007. That's 704-772-7627, then 10007. Normal long distance and cell phone rates apply. Stay connected with OracleBroadcasting.com.
Imagine no longer being tied down to your computer, but having the freedom to take live talk radio with you anywhere you go. TalkStream Live introduces our first ever iPhone application. The talk shows you follow now follow you, and your iPhone is now the fastest and easiest way to stay connected to the best talk radio on the internet. Let TalkStream Live transform the way you listen to radio. Listen to live talk shows 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Mobile talk radio from TalkStream Live. Now available in the iTunes App Store.
The home of cutting-edge talk radio. Online. Worldwide. At OracleBroadcasting.com.
As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
And welcome back to our Friday, January the 28th, 2011, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local. We come at you live Monday through Friday right here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com, now starting our second hour of today's broadcast. The first hour went through a variety of news, kind of spending a little too long on the news today, but enjoying it anyway. I enjoy these articles when I read them. Sometimes they just make me want to tear my hair out. Sometimes they make me want to puke, but it's always something to read, certainly off the Bloomberg website. But here, you know, we're going on and on about Emmanuel, Rahm Emanuel, you know. And he's popular, and he's well-funded. Baby, I'm sure he's got the backing of the mob and everybody else. But anyway, the other candidates are lagging behind. And Emmanuel's back in the race. Why? Well, because if you can buy the judge, if you can buy the court, they'll give it to you any way you want it, baby. And that's what they're there for. Heck with the rule of law. It's the rule o law. It's like the Rolodex law. Call your friends, send your money, and get the law you want. It's like going and visit with the Pope. Maybe, under equity, maybe, just maybe, if you pay the Pope enough, you can marry your sister or your daughter. And it'd be okay. It wouldn't be a sin in anybody's eyes, okay? But anyway, what it means to be a resident for election purposes was clearly established. This is the Supreme Court now. Long ago, this is their lower court's majority opinion. And Illinois has been consistent on the matter since at least the 19th century. So it's been around a while. Illinois law has been consistent on the matter since at least the 19th century. The court said in its ruling, the novel standard adopted by the appellate court majority is without any foundation in Illinois law. Novel, they say, the novel standard about residency. Well, you know, so many times I'm grateful to the audience for supplying me books and material and links and videos and things to help me know more about what's going on. I'm going to share with you just a little bit out of Black's Law Dictionary, revised fourth edition, donated to our library here by one of our listeners and chatters and callers, 10K Puddles. Thank you very much, 10K. This is Black's Law, revised fourth edition. And this was originally copyrighted, of course, in 1891 and subsequent copyrights all the way through. And this particular edition, copyright in 1968 by the West Publishing Company. And I was told by a gentleman who had graduated law school and others that Black's Law Dictionary is where you go to define your terms in law. All right, pretty much the standard. Bouvier's comes in there as well, but Black's is pretty much the place for the American Bar Association. Been that way for a long time. So we should be able to find something about residence here. Well, what does it say in the fourth? Black's fourth residence. A factual place of abode. Abode. Living in a particular locality. That's pretty well sums it up, doesn't it? Well, anyway, then they give us Reese versus Reese. They give us Zimmerman. They're listing cases here and so on. It requires only bodily presence as an inhabitant of a place. It requires only bodily presence. Well, he was in Washington, D.C. I know, but he had a wedding dress and a box of pictures. Yeah, but that's not the same as bodily presence. It requires only bodily presence. Where is your bodily presence? Where do you lay your head down at the end of the day? All right. Then they have a little side note, footnote here. It goes this way. As domicile and residence, okay, those are two different terms now in law, as quote-unquote domicile and quote-unquote residence are usually in the same place, they are frequently used as if they have the same meaning, but they are not identical terms. You can easily see that. One says domicile, domicile. The other says residence, all right? So clearly, they're not identical terms. Even the logical positives would agree with that. For a person may have two places of residence, as in the city and the country, but only one domicile. So perhaps the question turns on what is your domicile and not what is your residence. He could clearly have a residence in Washington and a residence in Chicagoland, but he domiciles one place or the other. Well, we'll be right back. More to come.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
TeamSpeak.cc is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where up to thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzing noises, as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to TeamSpeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available, and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, that website is TeamSpeak.cc, your total voice over IP solutions provider. TeamSpeak.cc.
Heirloom Organics non-hybrid seeds are the long-term survival food solution. Heirloom Organics is the largest provider of 100% non-hybrid seeds prepared for long-term storage. Starting at just $99, the complete survival seed vault contains a one-year food garden for two people. The family, homestead, and farm packs provide for up to 12 people. Go to GetSeedsNow.com. Learn how you can protect your family and community by providing everlasting food supply from your own non-hybrid seeds at GetSeedsNow.com. Or call 877-980-SEED. Remember, GetSeedsNow.com or call 877-980-SEED. Remember, GetSeedsNow.com. To see our extensive line of specialty seed packs, which include kitchen herbs, medicinal herbs, herbal tea, fruit, tomato, chili peppers, and many others, go to GetSeedsNow.com or call 877-980-SEED. Remember, GetSeedsNow.com.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And so we're just going to continue a little bit further here on this Rahm Emanuel question out of Chicago, with the Supreme Court saying, hey, wait a minute, the lower court was wrong. They don't know what reside means. They don't know what residence is. Why, the Supreme Court knows all, bees all, ends all, right? And, hey, the court has spoken, right? That's what they said. Let's continue. Again, as domicile and residence, this out of the Black's Fourth, Black's Law Dictionary, that is, as domicile, quote-unquote, and residence, quote-unquote, are usually in the same place, they're frequently used as if they had the same meaning, but they are not identical terms, and even a child could recognize that. For a person may have two places of residence, as in the city and country, but only one domicile. Residence means living in a particular locality. But domicile means living in that locality, listen now, with intent to make it a fixed and permanent home. All right, shall we say that again? Residence means living in a particular locality, but domicile means living in that locality with the intent to make it a fixed and permanent home. Domicile. Where's your domicile? A fixed and permanent home. Residence is transient. It's fleeting. Residence simply requires bodily presence as an inhabitant in a given place, while domicile requires bodily presence in that place and also an intention to make it one's domicile. So perhaps when the law was drafted, establishing residency requirements, they ought to have used the word domicile if that's what they meant. When they use the term residence, that doesn't preclude a man like Daly, let's say, any of his kin for generations, from having a Palacio Grande in Spain and one in France and one in England and one in New York City and one in Chicagoland. They're all residences. The question is domicile. Where do you make a fixed and permanent home? Where do you have that intent? Let's continue. It says here in Riley's will, 266 New York State 209, blah, 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 blah. Residence, quote unquote, residence demands less intimate local ties than domicile. Less intimate local ties. So I guess you could have a wedding dress and a box of pictures, and it would be a less intimate local tie. You could rent out your summer palace. You could rent out your winter palace. You could rent out your ski chalet. And if you leave a few items behind and let the tenant know that you intend to come back one of these days and don't plan on this being a forever deal, we're just renting it to you, then that would qualify as a residence. But if you had all of your family buried in the backyard with marble headstones, etc., and you always came back to the country place, that would be your domicile. It's where you have the intent to make a permanent residence or permanent home. Continuing, but domicile allows absence for indefinite periods. I'll say that again. Resident demands less intimate local ties than domicile, but domicile allows absence for indefinite period if the intent to return remains. So his intent was to go to Washington and to serve in the usurper's cabinet. That was his intent, was to go there and do that, and then return by leasing or renting out his house to his domicile. The question is not domicile. The question to be placed on the ballot is residency. Right? So the court seems to be, perhaps, by bringing intent into the question, obfuscating the meaning and undermining the lawmaker's intent when they wrote the residency requirement into their election laws, in my unlearned opinion. I don't bow my head under the weight of all the jurisprudes and the juris doctorates, all right? Anyway, I just read. Continuing a little bit further here now. There are several other court cases that are listed here. Holding that residence and domicile, there's several court cases here. Greyhound Lines versus Craig. Holding that residence and domicile are synonymous terms. Residence has a meaning dependent on context and purpose. Words residence and domicile may have an identical or variable meaning depending on subject matter and the contents of the, what? The statute. Context of the statute. Now, if you are a registered voter and you register to vote, let's say that you're registered to vote and you live in a county and you are a registered voter in that county, if you want to vote in a school election or a hospital election, or if you want to vote in, let's say, another sub-district election, a water district or something, you would need to reside in that district to cast your ballot for it. You could have a voter's registration, perhaps, in multiple places, but it's where you lay your head, it's that domicile again, that affects where you can actually cast your ballot. Can't vote for a school board issue if you don't live within the school district. You with me? So things get a little bit messy, and they get a little bit messy in a hurry. Resident, again, from this, Black's Law Dictionary, this the fourth, one who has residence in a place. Residence in a place. Also a tenant who was obliged to reside on his lord's land and not to depart from the same. Called also, and then it's in French or law French, in Normandy. Okay, and then a resident freeholder, a person who resides in the particular place. Now listen, parenthetically, town, city, county, etc., and who owns an estate in lands therein, amounting to at least a freehold estate. So we're going back into feudalism there. We're certainly going back into lots of law. So then it comes down here a little bit further, and they talk about the residency debate in this article. Yet, they say, a legal expert who helped write the most recent version of the law, in other words, these new election laws, said the statutory of issue of residency was less clear. Curious now. Anne Lousin, Lousin, you figure it out, a professor at the John Marshall Law School in Chicago, who worked for 4 years as an aide to former Illinois House Speaker Robert W. Blair, B-L-A-I-R, helped revise the state's election laws in 1974. So that was a while ago. At the time, she has a perfect memory, by the way, at the time, she and her colleagues struggled to come up with a definition for what it means to reside somewhere. We never found one, Lousin said, adding that the drafters resorted to saying it depended on intent. I wish we could have done better. Oh, lessons learned, Miss Lousin.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Hey, this is Jack Blood, host of Deadline Live. For years now, I have been cheating the multinational pharma cartels and have avoided extensive doctor bills by taking Enerfood products every day. These are the products that the powers that be do not want you to know about, and with Codex Alimentarius legislation, are actively trying to ban. Why? Because if you take Enerfood coconut milk powder and switch to all organic NutriCafe coffee and Coco Mojo, you won't need them. Go to ENERFOOD.com today to learn more about how a daily inexpensive intake of nature's superfood will increase your immune system by flushing out toxins, and how this will increase your energy, stamina, and focus. You know, you can't take on the New World Order from your couch. ENERFOOD.com or give them a call today. 866-762-9238. 866-762-9238. Tell them Jack Blood sent you.
When I had a heart attack at 42, I was not sure what the future held. But a year later, the doctors could find nothing wrong with me and took me off all my medications. What did I do? I took a herbal mixture of garlic, cayenne, and a few other herbs mixed in liquid form. I now call this Extendovite. I would have never believed that a few simple herbs could actually change my life like they did. Now it's your turn to see what the powers of garlic and cayenne can do for you. For only $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid, you too can begin on your path to better health. For more information, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Radio X. With your host, Jimmy X.
Sundays at noon on the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
So with perfect memory of things that happened back in 1974, apparently Ann Lisson, again a professor at the John Marshall Law School in Chicago, who worked for 4 years as an aide to the former Illinois House Speaker W. Robert Blair. We've gone all through this stuff with the idea of legal research and writing for the paralegal. Deborah Bouchot's excellent work on that topic. We've gone through and read that entire tome. And so we can find these sorts of people, legal beagles, writing research papers for the law offices. But, unfortunately, with perfect memory, I guess, or maybe she's just got a good record and keeps her notes and she's organized, well-organized person, individual. This is what she says. At the time, she and her colleagues struggled to come up with a definition. This is back in 1974 when they were revising the state election laws. They struggled to come up with a definition for what it means to reside somewhere. They better come up with a definition pretty soon, because there's just a whole bunch of gob and a bunch of this communitarian law, international property maintenance code, and other things that have a whole lot to do with reside and domicile. But unfortunately, these legal people, we never found one. They never found one. They weren't able to come up with a definition of what it means to reside somewhere. Of course, there's plenty of statute. There's plenty for a precedent right here listed in Black's Fourth. It was published at the same time, you know, these guys were doing their thing. Should have been able to resort to that. There's the legal encyclopedias out there. There's Amjur and other places like that. I would imagine at the time, had they been able to subscribe, they could have got on LexisNexis and filled up a couple of banker's boxes with all of the various cases that have treated us in the past. But unfortunately, Luzin says they never found one. I wish we could have done better. Gosh, I wish we could have done better. In a concurring opinion, Justices Charles Freeman and Ann Burke reflected the same frustration. They criticized the tone of the majority opinion as unfortunate. The tone of the justice, you know, the majority opinion as unfortunate. It's unfortunate. All right? Well, it is unfortunate. It's unfortunate for the people in Chicagoland, just as it's unfortunate for the people of America when we are confronted on a daily basis with the stark reality that now even the new governor of Hawaii says, "Hey, oh, Bubba, Barry, honey, even though I'm your staunch supporter, I've known you ever since you played T-ball, we just can't seem to find your birth certificate here in Hawaii." Maybe the birthers did have something. Anyway, here's a little bit more. And this out of the Black's Eighth Dictionary, all right, this is right up to speed right now today. I was at a public library yesterday, left on the shelves, and the latest edition of Black's Law Dictionary, so it was Black's Eighth. I have one here in front of me, hard copy. And this is how it goes here. Now we can see how over the years, the meanings and senses of words and terms and law and in life have changed. Now, this is the Orwellian newspeak. But here under residence, it says this. One, the act or the fact of living in a given place for some time. It's the act or the fact of living in a given place for some time. And then, parenthetically, it says a year's residence in New Jersey. So if the election laws, as they do here in Missouri, after all, I had to go and declare my candidacy recently, and I was asked, and did I reside, I hate that word, but did I reside in the precinct for the past year? so that I could qualify to run as the county committee man. Yes, I did. I had lived here. It was easily proven, too. All right? But it's the act or the fact of living in a given place for some time, a year's residence in New Jersey. That's just like right out of the election laws. Two, second sense, the place where one actually lives, as distinguished from a domicile. She made her residence in Oregon, a place where someone actually lives. Well, do you live in Washington, D.C., Rom? Or do you live for the past year in Chicagoland? The box with the wedding dress and the pictures aside. Residence. This is a bullet point. Residence usually just means bodily presence, as an inhabitant in a given place. Wow. Doesn't seem to be so complicated, Ms. Lewin. Wouldn't think that the good Supreme Court justices would have any difficulty looking around on the back shelf there and taking down the Black's Law Dictionary if they're wondering what the word means. Curious. Residence usually just means bodily presence as an inhabitant in a given place. Domicile usually requires bodily presence plus, whoops, oh my God, plus an intention to make the place one's home. So you've got two criteria, not intention, as the Supreme Court says, but you need both to qualify. It requires bodily presence plus the intention to make the place one's home. A person thus may have more than one residence at a time, but only one domicile. Curious. Going around and around. Sometimes, though, the two terms are used synonymously, so that remains from the earlier editions. Three, it's a house or other fixed abode, a dwelling. A house or other fixed abode. Well, certainly it's his house if he owned it. But the first and second senses clearly defy what the Supreme Court was saying there. The place where a corporation or other enterprise does business. We all know it's Rahm Emanuel Incorporated, all right? The chief of staff. You'll probably find that on Manta.com. He's no doubt listed on Dun and Bradstreet. And when he becomes the mayor, just like Nancy Pelosi, he'll become in a new incorporation there. So it's the place where a corporation, you know, all caps, Rahm, or we should say Emanuel, comma, Rahm. Yeah. That's it. The place where a corporation or other enterprise does business or is registered to business. Where is he registered to vote? Was he registered to vote for the past 12 months in Chicagoland? Is he registered to do business as a voter there or not? Does he come back to Chicago to vote? That would be a question that would be worth asking. Habitual residence. In family law, a person's customary place of residence, especially a child's customary place of residence, before being removed to some other place. As soon as your bodily presence is no longer there, it's no longer your residence, before being removed. The term, which appears as an undefined term in the Hague Convention, is used in determining the company having a presumed paramount interest in the child. That's interesting. Under copyright, it's an established place, especially a country in which one lives for the long term, usually without being a citizen of the place. Well, let's live for a long term in Washington, live for a long term in Chicago. So there's a lot to it. Got an email from another one of our listeners over the past week, raising a question as to casuistry. It's a rather interesting piece of discussion that fits right in with what we're talking about. It's the science or the art of determining cases of conscience and the moral character of human acts, so called from casus conscientiae or something like that, a case of conscience. I mean, we're talking about intent here. How does your conscience read? How do you feel about this? Wherever the question arises, is such an act allowable by moral law? Right? If we're going to lay this at the feet of the intent, then we're going out of the objective, where was your body, and where were you registered to vote, and we're going into the subjective. What was your intent? It's like hate crimes, you know? walking well away from law here. In such an act, actually, we're going to go and we're going to start to reason like Jesuits. Oh, yeah. Wherever the question arises, is such an act allowable by moral law? There is a case of conscience and a matter of casuistry. And in deciding the question for himself, as everyone habitually does, everyone thus is a casuist. I'll come back with that.
Looking for news and real information? You found it. You found it. This is OracleBroadcasting.com.
A wealthy U.S. citizen is predicting that in 2011, we will witness the most important day in America in more than 50 years. He says it will change everything about our lives. The way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your family. You see, he predicted the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner, General Growth Properties, a few years ago. In fact, Moroni's called his work a dire prophecy. And it's a real eye-opener. I can't stress this enough. You should at least watch this free video online today. He explains everything you need to know, including simple steps you can take to protect yourself. You can find the video at www.endofamerica10.com. Although this video may be offensive to some audiences, it's worth checking out. Again, that's www.endofamerica10.com.
We all know that Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water filtration systems. The Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping. An $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at goberkey.com. That's goberkey.com today.
Of the 3 million-plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At HempUSA.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At HempUSA.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from HempUSA.org.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
All right, so again, we're taking a look now at this this word casuistry. Interesting word, difficult to pronounce. C-A-S-U-I-S-T-R-Y. I was looking it up in the dictionary encyclopedia here. This is the Encyclopedia Americana, Volume 6, published quite a while back here. Let's see when it is. Originally copyrighted in 1927. This is the 1951 edition. Don't know how old this article is. There are no footnotes or any way to place it in time, but certainly prior to 1951. But again, it's the science or the art of determining cases of conscience and the moral character of human acts. We're going transition and making transition here, really, from things of law to the things of intent. That's hard to... What did a man intend to do? Well, you have to reason it out. Reasoning, reasonableness. It's another study in itself, all right? But anyway, but in current usage, a casuist is one who, skilled in the prescriptions of the divine moral law and its interpretations, whether by lawgivers, moralists, or theologians, studies either supposititious or actual cases of conscience and judges whether a given act or even a given thought is consistent with or in violation of moral law. For unlike the civil lawgiver or the ministers of civil law, the casuist must determine the moral character of the thoughts no less, or rather more, than of the acts. Boy, does it ever get deep. I'm telling you, this one particular paragraph is a full column in fine print in an encyclopedia. One paragraph. Well, bore you to tears to read it all. But it continues. I'm just jumping through it. The science or the art of casuistry has doubtless been carried to extraordinary lengths. But though the questions which it treats are such as touch individually and most intimately daily and hourly the many millions of souls who resort to the confessional, the works of writers on casuistry, though voluminous, would count as a scant armful compared with only one part of the works which contained in a law library, those which record the decisions of the civil courts. And so, again, in precedent, it's not such a question of the intent of the actor. It is also the rulings of the court. That's the idea of common law, as we say, from time out of mind. What has the election law and election judges and county clerks, how have they ruled since the founding of the systems here in our country? Are you a resident and qualified to serve and run and win if you are just blown into town from last week? You just swung into town on your way through on the Greyhound bus and noticed that today was the last day, the deadline day for declaring your candidacy for mayor. You thought, well, this is a nice little town. I think I'll be the mayor here. I'll go down and declare my candidacy. Or is the best candidate for mayor the person who's lived there for the past year? Maybe you'd know something about the fraud going on with the parking meters because you kept up with it on the daily news. Well, you know, in today's modern information age, I guess you could keep up with it even if you were looking at things from, you know, Tel Aviv, which in Rahm Emanuel's case might apply. So there's a lot to the discussion, certainly. And there's more out there. We'll have to see. It looks to me like he's going to be on the ballot, and it'll be up to the electronic voting devices to rule definitively in his favor, which they undoubtedly will. If you got enough money to buy the Supreme Court, baby, you got enough money to buy the vote. Going back to our discussion of interstate commerce, continuing this lengthy discussion, government regulation of business organization cases. Now there's some discussion here about that. The power of Congress over interstate travel. Again, now we're back to DeLavoux and Howard's Principles of Business Law, the 9th edition, published long ago by Robert Corley and William J. Robert. The power of Congress, say right here, this is a law textbook, by the way, the power of Congress to deal with these obstructions depends on the meaning of the Commerce Clause. The power of Congress to bring forth the Obamacare legislation or the Food Safety and Modernization Act all depend upon the meaning of the Commerce Clause, because that's the umbrella that Nancy Pelosi claimed that she was operating under. The determinative test of the exercise of power by the Congress under the Commerce Clause is simply whether the activity sought to be regulated is, quote, commerce which concerns more than one state, close quote, and has a real and substantial relation to the national interest. A real and substantial relation to the national interest. So you take a look at Obamacare and see whether or not the activity sought to be regulated is, quote, commerce, which concerns more than one state. Now, I realize that one of the primary reasons why I don't visit with the holy men, the health givers, the guys that fondle snakes, one of the reasons why I don't go to hospitals and stay as far away from allopathic medicine as I possibly can is because they are in commerce. And I don't want to be involved in their commerce. They're not in the healthcare business. They're in the wealth care business, and they take their wealth very seriously. But it's commerce among the states. Well, there's a lot of money made in healthcare. No doubt about it. But when it comes to my personal health, I don't consider that to be acting in commerce. I might grouse about on the 40 acres and try and find the appropriate herbs based upon the best information that I can find from Dr. Christopher Hill or any of the other books I have on the topic. Or I might consult with the local natural food shop and see what they could suggest, maybe to improve my health a little bit. Maybe I need to bring in just a little bit more of this or a little bit more of that into my diet, or take something away from it. But I don't really see my health as being in commerce, acting in commerce. Maybe you do. You certainly would if you were a doctor. It's your livelihood. But then again, it says, we have said, consists of intercourse and traffic, commerce among states, consists of intercourse and traffic between their citizens, and includes the transportation of persons and property. Certainly when you call the ambulance and you're transported, your person and your property is transported. If you happen to fly in a helicopter and you go from one state, of Missouri, for instance, to Arkansas, so that you could get better or more immediate emergency care, airlifted out of an accident or some other kind of a malady, you would have interstate commerce going on there. And so maybe under that umbrella, the Obamacare could fall under the Commerce Clause. That Congress was legislating against moral wrongs in many of these areas rendered its enactments no less valid. In framing Title II of this act, Congress was also dealing with what it considered a moral problem. A moral problem. Does that mean that we're not supposed to eat the French fries at McDonald's or something? The unidentifiable meat substitutes and meat byproducts that you might find in a hamburger or a taco product. But that fact does not detract from the overwhelming evidence of the disruptive effect that racial discrimination has had on commercial intercourse. And, of course, I skipped the section here about available lodging for Negroes in special guidebook, which was itself dramatic testimony of the difficulties Negroes encounter in travel. These exclusionary practices were found to be nationwide, the Undersecretary of Commerce testifying said. So it continues. So another part we're looking at here are moral and social wrongs. So casuistry, again, it's like going to the father confessor. We're back into the moral basket one more time. Morals and dogma? What kind of dogma is this? I mean, we're either dealing in commerce or we're not. We've gone through an extensive study of the creation, all of the events that led up to the creation by J.P. Morgan and Bunch in his mansion there at 216 whatever it was, Madison Avenue, whatever it was, where all the gangster banksters, the ghouls and their other pals all got together, all the railroad tycoons and bankers got together, and they created the Interstate Railway Commerce Commission, which then shortly thereafter became the Interstate Commerce Commission. They bought that legislation and got it, sewed up for themselves. It is said that the operation of the motel here is of purely local character, but assuming this to be true, if it is interstate commerce that feels the pinch, it doesn't matter how local the operation which applies the squeeze. People travel across state lines to go to motels, and they travel across state lines to find a good doctor. We'll be right back.
Ever
wish that you could listen to Oracle Broadcasting away from your computer? Now you can with Oracle Broadcasting's new Listen by Phone feature. This free service turns any phone into an Oracle Broadcasting receiver. Simply call 704-772-7627. At the prompt, press the Oracle station code 10007. That's 704-772-7627, then 10007. Normal long distance and cell phone rates apply. Stay connected with OracleBroadcasting.com.
Imagine no longer being tied down to your computer, but having the freedom to take live talk radio with you anywhere you go. TalkStream Live introduces our first ever iPhone application. The talk shows you follow now follow you, and your iPhone is now the fastest and easiest way to stay connected to the best talk radio on the internet. Let TalkStream Live transform the way you listen to radio. Listen to live talk shows 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Mobile talk radio from TalkStream Live, now available in the iTunes App Store.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the Socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member's stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
TeamSpeak.cc is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzing noises, as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to teamspeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available, and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, that website is teamspeak.cc, your total voice over IP solutions provider. teamspeak.cc.
Hi, this is Mike Chambers. Join me live weekdays for Mike Chambers Live from 11 to 3 p.m. Central Time here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
So going a little bit further in understanding of what is meant by interstate commerce and the Commerce Clause itself, trying to come to some understandings here, trying to figure out how we get the Obamacare operating under commerce, under the Commerce Clause, as the umbrella that makes it possible to do it. Again, the Congress was legislating against moral wrongs in many of these areas, rendered its enactments no less valid. Moral wrongs. That's right. We were talking about casuistry here. All right, and this, you can jump right to the New Advent. Thank you, Fuddles, for sending me a link from the Catholic Encyclopedia. It's the application of general principles of morality to definite and concrete cases of human activity. In other words, we're once again reasoning like the Jesuit, the Father Confessor, for the purpose primarily of determining what one ought to do or ought not to do, or what one may do or leave undone as one pleases, and for the purpose, secondarily, of deciding whether and to what extent guilt or immunity from guilt follows on an action already positive. So when we get involved with the intent of Rahm Emanuel in leaving the wedding dress and pictures in a box in his home behind him and moving his residence to Washington, D.C., and then sweeping back in town just in time to declare candidacy and run for mayor of Chicagoland, a question comes in there, is what one may do or leave undone what one ought do or ought not to do, and for other purposes. All right? To what extent guilt or immunity from guilt follows on actions already posited. Similarly, under the Commerce Clause, we find that Congress was legislating against moral wrongs in many of these areas. I thought we had a pretty strong prohibition against establishing a religion in this country, but apparently commerce has become quite the religion. Now, in modern America, in the new economic order, profit good, loss bad. What one ought do is profit. One what ought not do is loss. And so as long as you're making a profit, it's morally right and right. Okay? And that's what the pharmacopoeia and the doctors are doing with this legislation called health care. Anyway, don't overlook the insurance agents involved in all of this as well. But the fact that, Title II, but that fact does not detract from the overwhelming evidence of the disruptive effect that racial discrimination has had on commercial intercourse. That's the Congress horse. It was this burden which empowered Congress to enact appropriate legislation and given this basis for the exercise of its power. Congress was not restricted by the fact that the particular obstruction to interstate commerce with which it was dealing was also deemed a moral and social wrong. So in this particular court case, Heart of Atlanta Motel versus the United States, we were talking about a motel operator in Atlanta, Georgia, being sued for a declaratory judgment that the public accommodation provisions of the Federal Civil Rights Statute of 1964 were unconstitutional because he was making decisions based upon race as to who he would rent out rooms in this hotel to, the Heart of Atlanta Motel. All right. Anyway, continuing, you could say much the same when we think about state and intrastate. Under the United Nations, we're all, you know, member states, right? Member nations, states. And so Mexico is a state and Arizona is a state. And so interstate commerce would be all of the illegals flooding across the southern border to drop their anchor babies in Arizona and dollars and cents flowing back across the border to support the, you know, continued importation of drugs so that you could have things like $323,500 in cash and a car in a decision ruled by Judge Roll, which probably wound up earning him a bullet. Powers that be don't like to have you messing with the drug cartels. Anyway, the power of Congress over interstate commerce, again, this from Chief Justice Stone in United States versus Darby, the power of Congress over interstate commerce is not confined to the regulation of commerce among the states. It extends to those activities intrastate, which so affect interstate commerce, or the exercise of the power of Congress over it, as to make regulation of them appropriate means to the attainment of a legitimate end, the exercise of the granted power of Congress to regulate interstate commerce. And if you recall, this all came about by the unfair weights and balances and the unjust prices or tariffs or charges or fees for transporting goods and people on highway, on railways, remember, and coal and other things, and the traction companies, and so on and so forth. Thus, the power of Congress to promote interstate commerce also includes the power to regulate the local incidence thereof, whether or not you can or cannot sell raw milk, for instance, including local activities in both the states of origin and the states of destination. In other words, the country of origin here, the state of origin is Mexico, the country of destination is the United States or Arizona, and then there's the money in the form of remittances sent through Wells Fargo wire transfers back down into Mexico to support the illegals' parents and family in their home town, in their residence, where they make their domicile, which might have a substantial and harmful effect upon that commerce. So we can't block that, can't close that border down. It impacts interstate and intrastate commerce. Got to leave that wide open, no? One need only examine the evidence which we have discussed above to see that Congress may, as it has, prohibit racial discrimination by motels serving travelers, however local their operations may appear. So you've got a hotel in your possession, and you say, hey, we don't want no smoking in our hotel. And is it your right to say so or not? Are you discriminating? We don't want to have no collar folk in our hotel. Is that right or wrong? What's somebody supposed to do? He's traveling from Arkansas. He's trying to get to Chicagoland so he can vote for Rahm Emanuel too. He stops at a hotel, and you won't let him come in because he's not the right color. Right, right. We therefore conclude that the action of the Congress in the adoption of the act as applied here to a motel which concededly serves interstate travelers is within the powers granted to it by the Commerce Clause of the Constitution as interpreted by this court for 140 years. It may be argued that Congress could have pursued other methods to eliminate this obstruction if found in interstate commerce caused by racial discrimination, but this is a matter of policy that rests entirely with the Congress and not with the courts. How obstructions in commerce may be removed, what means are to be employed, is within the sound and exclusive discretion of Congress. It is subject only to one caveat, that the means chosen by it must be reasonably adopted to the end permitted by the Constitution. We cannot say that its choice here was not so adopted. The Constitution requires no more. We might say that the Constitution exists no more, but a lot has changed since the time that Dillaboo and Howard penned this book and that justice penned that decision, and they affirmed it. Anyway, there's so very much. There's so very much for us to know. You know, if we're looking for a change, real change, as I've said before, we need to do more than just, you know, carry placards and march up and down on the sidewalk. We need to become the replacement set. Not only do we need to have a plan, as they say, going forward, but we need to be that replacement set. If we want to move into a period of greater and greater freedom and less tyranny and despotic control, if we want to exercise all of our rights and duties in the Declaration of Independence and to throw off a tyrannical government, and we ought at least know what we're doing so that we can make cogent arguments in timely manners and make sure that our actions, our cures, are not worse than the disease we're trying to throw off. And if we live in a moment of idiocracy where everything that's happening in government and business seems to be so idiotic, we'd be wise to at least take the time necessary to find out what we can about these various and sundry issues that we talk about here on Become Vocal Local on a daily basis, so that we can understand the news articles a little better. And when we do interact with people locally, if they are inquisitive enough to ask, if they can listen for more than 5 seconds without wanting to change the topic on you, if they are willing to become involved in their local political arena, if you will, then we need to have some of the material that we've been talking about to share with them so they can make real decisions for themselves. Well, we're all out of time for today and the week. We'll be back again on Monday, and until the next time, good day.
Taking it back, one precinct, one county, one state at a time. You've been listening to Become Vocal Local.
Heirloom Organics non-hybrid seeds are the long-term survival food solution. Heirloom Organics is the largest provider of 100% non-hybrid seeds prepared for long-term storage. Starting at just $99, the complete survival seed vault contains a one-year food garden for two people. The family, homestead, and farm packs provide for up to 12 people. Go to GetSeedsNow.com. Learn how you can protect your family and community by providing everlasting food supply from your own non-hybrid seeds at GetSeedsNow.com. Or call 877-980-SEEDS. Remember, GetSeedsNow.com or call 877-980-SEED. Remember, GetSeedsNow.com. To see our extensive line of specialty seed packs, which include kitchen herbs, medicinal herbs, herbal tea, fruit, tomato, chili peppers, and many others, go to GetSeedsNow.com or call 877-980-SEED. Remember, GetSeedsNow.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Does Ordinary Talk Radio give you the laws?
Blah, blah, blah.
This ain't your daddy's talk radio. OracleBroadcasting.com.